Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love Loves Me. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let me give you some of the best advice you will ever get, period. Are you ready? Amen. Some of the best advice you will ever get. Here it is. Never, 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 ever, ever, for any reason, for any cause, at any time, no matter when, where, what, how, come, never, never, never feel sorry for yourself. There is no justifiable scenario as far as God's concerned. Doesn't matter what has happened or what didn't happen, there is no excuse. There's forgiveness, but there's no excuse and there's no justification for feeling sorry for yourself ever. It is a trick of the devil. Because if you buy into it, you get to yield into those thoughts and those feelings, you will go down, down, down into darkness and depression and confusion, and your life will get darker and darker, and you'll become bitter and you'll become mean. Are you listening to me? Because you become convinced that you've been treated wrong and you hadn't, people hadn't done for you, and they don't appreciate you, and you will be deceived. Amen. And a lot of people get it. Christians have gotten into this and messed up their families and messed up their jobs and their ministries and just get to where nobody wants to be around you. Selah. Where you could, no matter what's going on, you could have come a-bopping in every day with a great big smile on your face, because you know and you believe just how much God loves you and that He has already done everything for you and your future is set. Why should I cry? Why should I be down? Why should... Because no matter what's going on, He always causes me to come out and triumph and gives me the victory. I've had people follow me down the hall after I preached going, I hate you. I don't believe a word. I hate you. I hate you. I turned around and smiled and said, you just don't know me. Because if you knew me, you'd like me. I think that made them madder. But I didn't go and get depressed. Amen. And get upset, get mad. Amen. Get in a fist fight. Why? Well, I've said stupid stuff myself. Have you ever said anything stupid? Yeah. That's all they doing, saying something stupid. And God loves them too.
Amen.
And love covers. Come on now, love. When you know how much God loves you, and you're full of that love and it's shed abroad in your heart, then with that same love, you're able to love other people with. Yeah. And it just covers the multitude of sins and transgressions and violations. And no matter what's happened or hadn't happened, you're going, yeah, but God's still on the throne. He still loves us. We'll be okay. We're coming out. We're coming out. It'll be okay. Why? Because God loves me. Romans 8, we saw in verse 32 that if God spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? But verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, a persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? What's the answer? Verse 37, what's the answer? Nay. What does nay mean? No. No to what? No. None of those things will be successful in separating me from the love. Now, this is significant. Is there something going on? Are there attempts and efforts to separate you and me from the love? Why would he be talking about it? He mentions specific things. Obviously, these things endeavor to separate us. Separate means to literally to place room between. Space. To place room between. Between what? Between us and God's love. The enemy is working to get distance between us and the love of God, to get something in between us and the love of God. Now, here's the thing. Would God ever be responsible for distance between us and Him? He told us He would never leave us. He would never forsake us. Didn't He say that? So He's not the one. But are there numerous believers throughout the earth that are not close to God? There's something between them, them and God. There's distance. Remember, the Bible talked about Peter following Jesus afar off. Remember that? There was distance. And it was while he was following afar off that he succumbed to temptation and denied the Lord and said all the stuff that he later regretted, cried over. It doesn't pay to follow afar off, does it? You want to be close. You want nothing between you and his love. Let's keep reading. Verse 37, no. These things in and of themselves do not have the power to separate you from God's love for you. It would have to come back to us allowing it to, us letting it in. In all these things, we are what? More than conquerors. This word here is interesting. You know, we hear the word Nike talking about, you know, sportswear and every other kind. But it is from this word here that means victory. Victory or overcoming. And that's where the word conqueror is translated from the word Nike. But it's not just Nike. It's Hooper Nike. Hooper, we get our word hyper from. What are we? We are hyper Nikes. If you're a conqueror and a winner, you're a Nike. Amen. But we ain't just Nikes. We're hyper Nikes. That's why the English says more than. We're more than winners. We're more than overcomers. More than conquerors. Say out loud, I am more than a conqueror. Read the rest of the verse. Through him that loved us. Yes, yes, faith is involved and faith is the victory, but faith is operative and active and works by the love. Can you see how closely faith and love are tied together? Why? Because you're not going to totally, confidently trust in somebody that you're not even sure cares about you.
That's right. Exactly right. Amen.
Which is why the devil goes straight for that. Amen. If he can get you guessing and questioning about God really caring about you, he's pulling the rug out from under your faith.
Yeah.
You got no foundation to stand on. Because your trust in Him is not just based on your perfect knowledge of Him, because in our whole life, we'll always just know in part and there'll always be stuff we don't know. But even though we don't know, we can be sure of this. He loves me. And that means He's got my best interest at heart in mind in every situation, in every time. I can totally trust Him that He's looking out for me. And if He leads me to do something, it's not something that's going to hurt me and cost me in the end. It's for my good. Can you trust Him? How can you totally trust Him and do stuff that you don't know why you're doing it and do it you got no clue how it's going to turn out? The only way you can do that is if you know the one you're following loves you. You know. He would never do anything just to hurt you or take anything away from you. Even if it looks like it, feels like it, you know, before it's all said and done, He's taking you to a better place. He's got you. He's lifting you up. He's doing something for you. And you can trust Him. And you just hang in there with Him. Somebody said, well, I don't know what's going on. And sometimes you may have to say, I don't know. And I don't understand all this. But I know this. God loves me. And He's going to get me through this. He's going to take care of me. And before all this is said and done, when the dust clears, I'll be standing here with the victory, with the answer, because God loves me. He loves me. And I know it. And I'm sure of it. I have known and believed the love that He has for me. Verse 38. I am persuaded. That's what we just got through saying. I've known and what? Believed. If you believed it, you were persuaded. I am persuaded. Somebody say, I am persuaded.
I am persuaded.
You're persuaded of what? This context is the love He started talking about. I am persuaded that neither death nor life. Now that covers a lot of stuff. Nor angels, principalities, powers, things that are going on right now. Anything that could come up in the future. Keep reading verse 39. Height, I don't care how high it is. I don't care how deep it is. I don't care if it's a creature I ain't never heard of. None of it has the power and will be able to get me to doubt God. Come on, are you listening? And question His love. Nothing is going to come between me believing in this love and put distance between me and the love of God. I love Him. He loves me. I'm staying with Him. I'm in life, in death, I'm with Him.
Amen.
Now, if we fail to receive something, if we fail to accomplish something, I heard somebody saying about healing one time, and they said, well, what if I die, trusting God for my healing? Or trying to believe, what if I die trying to believe God? I said, you don't want to die any other way.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love Loves Me, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me life.